that name Terry Smith might sound familiar. That's because he's a regular contributor to KBIA's Talking Politics, and this week is no exception. In his commentary this week, Dr. Smith wanted to talk about Stan Musial.
At the first Major League Baseball game I ever saw, as a Cub Scout in Old Sportsman's Park in North St. Louis, Stan Musial got his 2,500th hit, a home run. I became a Cardinals fan and a Stan Musial fan that day. The arc of my life intersects with Stan's in interesting ways. Stan and my father were the same age and products of a similar upbringing. Both saw hard times as teenagers in the Depression and served in the military in World War II. I saw Stan play ball in the second half of his wonderful career. Even as a kid, I appreciated his style as a player. Only as an adult did I appreciate his style as a person. Cardinals and St. Louis history dimmed in September 1963 when Stan retired, and American history was permanently darkened only 2 months later when John Kennedy was assassinated. Kennedy's personal and political legacy is mixed at best, but his presidency was a moment at the very end of a political era when all things seemed possible. Much later, my life intersected with Stan the Man's in a completely unexpected and extraordinary way. His grandson enrolled at the college at which I am dean. I got acquainted with Brian, the handsome young man you always saw with Stan, and a spitting image of him in his 20s, and am proud of his earning a bachelor's and master's degree from Columbia College. I get together for lunch with Brian from time to time in St. Louis, and the two most recent times, Stan was there. Kids came over to the table chirping, "Stan, Stan, can we get a picture with you?" Their mortified mothers were always close behind, but Brian was always ready. The kids would gather around Stan, and he would flash that wonderful grin and those twinkling eyes. Brian would take a picture with his cell phone, get the mother's email addresses, and send the picture on the spot. Stan never said no to the fans who loved him. About now, you may wonder why I am talking about Stan Musial in a political commentary. It's because all leaders, but especially political leaders, have so much to learn from him about authentic leadership. Here's a partial list. Love your spouse every day, like Stan did Lil for 71 years. Live a life of complete integrity every day. Respect your constituents, like Stan respected his fans. Walk your talk. Respect your position, like Stan honored his uniform every time he put it on. The center is a good place to be. Stan got 3,230 hits, 1,815 on the road, and 1,815 at home. Be authentic. Americans can cut through politicians' image-making and PR. Eventually, they expose phonies. I'm thinking of Richard Nixon and John Edwards here. So, President Obama, Speaker Boehner, Governor Nixon, Senator McCaskill, Mayor McDavid, go ahead and read the biographies of Lincoln, Harry Truman, read Ronald Reagan's diaries. You'll learn a lot about leadership. Then read about Stan Musial and try to emulate him with every fiber of your being. Rest in peace, Stan the Man. This is Terry Smith.
Terry mentioned that close time frame between Musial's retirement and John F. Kennedy's death. Another story about that. As detailed by former Kansas City Star sports writer Joe Posnanski, Musial and Kennedy actually knew each other. Posnanski writes the two became friends. In 1962, at age 41, practically ancient in baseball years, Musial became a 330 hitter again, like he was reversing time. Posnanski quotes Kennedy, "They told me I was too young to be president, and you were too old to be playing baseball. But we fooled them." That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.